Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
As always, thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to our live broadcast of Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio. We're glad you joined us today for George Ranch High School women's basketball. Since play was halted on Tuesday, then Wednesday, because of all of our frigid conditions around here, but both teams are ready to go tonight, as the Lady Rams from A-Leaf Elkins are here in Longhorns Gym. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live George Ranch High School sports on GRHSI Radio. Once again, we have two 23-6A teams that are the complete inverse of each other. Elkins is 15-5 and 4-2 in district play, while Shalisha Pierce's squad is 6-15 and 2-4 in district play. We'll see how things turn out tonight between the Lady Rams and the Lady Longhorns. When we come back, we'll talk more about 23-6A women's basketball. We'll have the starting lineups for tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan, and back at Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Warm-ups still going on here. Lady Rams from A-Leaf Elsick are here, and the George Ranch Longhorns playing host to them. As we talked about in the open of the program, Elsick is 15-5 and 4-2 overall. They are second in 23-6A play. Their last game was a victory, 59-43, over Dawson at Pearland Dawson. Flip the scorebook over. George Ranch is 6-15 and 2-4 in 23-6A play. Lady Longhorns are fifth in district play. Their last game, they lost to Pearland 61-43 in Pearland. And so the teams, as we pointed out earlier, are pretty much a complete inverse of each other by records and also what happened last time out. All of these games that were set for Tuesday night were pushed back to Wednesday, and then, of course, pushed back to today since all the local school districts had to shut down because of the frigid and hazardous conditions around town. And so this is the way the lineups look. Pearland is at Brazoswood. Aleef Taylor at Dawson today. Elsick is here at George Ranch. That means Hastings draws the bye. All these teams, minus the bye team, will be playing again tomorrow night so they can get their schedules back to a Tuesday-Friday cadence after being off for a couple days because of the storm. Looking at district standings, rather, Pearland is 6-0, 18-11 overall. Ben Elsick, 15-5, 4-2 in district play. Aleef Taylor is next at 13-7, 4-2 in district play, tied with Elsick. Hastings has a bye tonight. Overall, they're 16-12, 3-3 in district play. And then come George Ranch, 6-15, 2-4 in district play. Pearland Dawson, 10-16 overall, 1-4 in district play. And finally, Brazoswood, 5-16 overall, and 0-5 in 23-6A play. And of course, you fans know that only the top four teams in the district will make it to the UIL playoffs, and that's coming up faster than you think. The middle of next month is when the playoffs start, so George Ranch is just one game out of that. 3-3 Hastings, and George Ranch in fifth place at 2-4. So by the end of tonight's game, and then, of course, tomorrow's regularly scheduled game, we'll see where the Longhorns stand as they enter into the final few weeks of the season. George Ranch is at Taylor tomorrow night. The men are here at Longhorns Gym to play the men's team. George Ranch at Taylor tomorrow night. Lady Longhorns go then to, they come home actually for Hastings next week and Dawson next week, and then away for Brazoswood, and then back home for the final game of the regular season, February 6th, against Pearland, and that's a 7 o'clock tip, as all the district games are, except for this one, since we're trying to make up a little time here and give the players a little bit more of a rest, so then they can pick up regular season play tomorrow night. Wherever they go, George Ranch's case, as we said, they head over to Taylor High School. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for tonight's game. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
Thank you, ladies. Back at Longhorns Gym, awaiting the tip-off of the Elsick Lady Rams and the George Ranch Lady Longhorns right here at Longhorns Gym. Our broadcast schedule tomorrow is a little bit different, and it's going to go like this. Chris Elliott will be right here at Longhorns Gym. He'll call a men's game. It'll be George Ranch hosting the A-Leaf Taylor Lions right here at Longhorns Gym. That game will be played in its entirety on a tape-delayed basis after the game that I'm calling. It'll be a live one on GRHSI Radio. We're going to call the Terry Rangers and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. That's the Battle of the Berg, and we'll call that one live on GRHSI Radio. That's a big LCISD basketball game. It's called the Battle of the Berg because both teams are from Rosenberg, so that adds a little bit of spice to that ball game. Also, it's a big game for 27-5A basketball teams. Terry is on top of that district at 21-3 and 5-0 in district play. Lamar Consolidated at 17-8 and 3-2 in district play. So that one sets up to be a big ball game tomorrow night. We'll call that one live. Our airtime is 6:40 on GRHSI Radio, and the tip-off is 7 o'clock. And then we'll follow that one with the George Ranch A-Leaf Taylor ball game that Chris Elliott will call for you, and we'll have that one on a tape-delayed basis right after the Terry and Lamar Consolidated basketball game, both right here on GRHSI Radio. All right, let's have the starting lineups. First for the visiting Lady Rams from A-Leaf Elsick. Kayla English, a 5'7 senior. Shauna Thompson, a 5'6 senior. Sandra Chooks, a 5'5 junior. Jordan Sanders, a 5'10 senior, and Irenicia Ford, a 6'1 junior. It'll be Kayla English, Shauna Thompson, Sandra Chooks, Jordan Sanders, and Irenicia Ford for LaShawn Johnson's Lady Rams from Elsick High School. And the homestanding Lady Longhorns, it's a familiar lineup for you Longhorn fans. Milan Francis Miller, a 5'6 junior. Jaden Dunn, a 5'4 sophomore. Emilian Fowler, a 5'9 freshman. China Amuldiki, a 5'10 senior. And Shelby Cavinta, a 5'6 senior for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, China Amuldiki, and Shelby Cavinta, the starting five for George Ranch. We'll check out here for a brief message. When we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the tip-off of the Elsick Lady Rams and George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around.
And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. As our public address announcer gives the crowd the starting lineups, we'll remind you of who they are. Kayla English, a 5'7 senior. Shauna Thompson, a 5'6 senior. Sandra Chukes, a 5'5 junior. Jordan Sanders, a 5'10 senior. And Iranisha Ford, a 6'1 junior. The starting five for Aleef Elsick: Kayla English, Shauna Thompson, Sandra Chukes, Jordan Sanders, and Iranisha Ford. The starting five for LaShawn Johnson's club. They come in here at 15-5 overall, 4-2 in district play for George Ranch. Starting five is a familiar one. Milan Francis Miller, a 5'6 junior. Jaden Dunn, a 5'4 sophomore. Emilian Fowler, a 5'9 freshman. China Amuldiki, a 5'10 senior. And Shelby Kavinta, a 5'6 senior. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, China Amuldiki, and Shelby Kavinta, the starting five for George Ranch. As we always do, this ball game will be in our archives a few hours after we finish broadcasting tonight, and you'll have the opportunity to listen to it again or pick up something you may have missed. We always put our broadcasts in the archives as soon as we can after we broadcast. Now, tomorrow night, we'll have Chris Elliott's call of the men's game. It'll be George Ranch hosting Aleef Taylor. He'll have that one on a delay basis. The live game tomorrow night, beginning at 6:40 p.m. on GRHSI Radio, I'll have that call. It'll be the Terry Rangers and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs, the Battle of the Berg in high school basketball, and also a big game for 27 5A folks. since George, LCISD rather, has four teams in that district. So that's a big game, not only for the school district, but also the other teams that make up 27-5A. Elsick Rams are at center court. Here come the Lady Longhorns. Jumping up, Emilian Fowler. And Jordan Sanders. Scorer's table is ready. And jumping center is Fowler and Sanders. And the tip goes to George Ranch. Jaden Dunn has it. And we're underway at George Ranch. Over on the far side to Shelby Kavinta. And tries to get it down low to China Amuldiki. That one's knocked away. First turnover of the ball game. In the corner to the Rams is Shauna Thompson. And around the horn and down low to Sanders. Sanders puts up a little soft jumper. No good. It was short. And the rebound and the putback is good by Irenicia Ford. And the Lady Rams have the first 2 points of the ball game. And a traveling call made against Milan Francis Miller. She was in the corner and took a step. I think she thought she was bumped a little bit by one of the Rams, but the refs don't see it that way. Second turnover of the ballgame for George Ranch. Now down to Kayla English. Back out top to Sandra Chooks. Back to English. English along the baseline. Puts up a little jumper. No good. Rebound. A put back by Ford. No good. Another shot by Ford. That's no good. And Sanders finally puts it in. Jordan Sanders with the basket. And it's 4-0. Elsick Lady Rams. George Ranch gets the ball across the timeline. Now to Shelby Kavinta. Back to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Off the front iron and out of bounds. Third turnover for the Lady Longhorns. That one hit the front of the rim and went sideways towards the far side of the court and out of bounds. So that's a turnover against George Ranch. Longhorns are going to press a little bit. Rams have a press breaker in mind. They get the ball to Kayla English. Back out top to Sandra Chooks. She's being guarded by Shelby Kavinta. Down to Sanders. And Sanders walks with the basketball. First turnover for the Lady Rams. It's 4-0. 6:29 left in the first quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight for an early basketball game. Tip-off was about 5:05 tonight. So you haven't missed much. 4-0 Lady Rams. Jaden Dunn down with the little jump shot inside the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. Rebound and the dribble up court by Sandra Chooks. Into the corner to Kayla English. English down low to Irenicia Ford. She loses control of the ball. And this one is in the possession of the Longhorns briefly. They throw it away. Lady Rams come the other way. George Ranch moving right to left across your radio dial or across whatever device you're listening to us on tonight. Jump shot is no good. The rebound and the putback is no good as well by Jordan Sanders. The rebound taken by Emilian Fowler, and she is fouled. Foul whistled against Shauna Thompson. First foul of the ball game. Not a shooting foul. And George Ranch will inbound in front of the Elsick bench. Now to Milan Francis Miller over here on the near side. And the jump shot put up by Izzy Little, who's in the ball game. And that one falls short. Rams come up court. Left-hand dribble by Sandra Chooks. Chooks to Sanders. Sanders drives down the lane. And a blocking foul whistled against Milan Francis Miller, her first. At the free throw line is Jordan Sanders. First free throw on its way, and that one is good. Her third point of the night, and the Rams have five. She averages 9 points per game. As a team, the Lady Rams average 31. That second free throw, no good. The putback is no good as well. Kayla English tried to muscle that one up, and that's no good. Fight for the ball, and it went out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. It'll be inbounded by Shauna Thompson. Thompson gets it in, and it's stolen away by George Ranch. Third turnover of the night for the Lady Rams. Drive on the basket is no good. Emilian Fowler is whistled for double dribble. Fifth turnover for George Ranch. This one down court to Kayla English. To Irenicia Ford. The layup is no good. Rebound in the putback by Sanders. No good. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn out top in the corner. To Milan Francis Miller. Three-pointer on its way is good. Milan Francis Miller gets George Ranch on the board. It's 5-3 Lady Rams. Here comes Sandra Chukes into Thompson, back to Chukes. Now here on the near side to Kayla English. English gets it down low to Irenicia Ford, and she stumbles and loses control of the basketball and whistled for traveling. That's the fourth turnover on the Rams. Dolores Okiki is in for Elsick. Milan Francis Miller. To Emilian Fowler, to Shelby Caventa, back to Jaden Dunn out top. Dunn will set something up. Now to Shelby Caventa. She's out at three-point distance, has that one stolen away. Dolores Okiki drives on the basket, and she walks. Longhorns got a break on that one. Dolores Okiki had a open layup, and she kind of lost control of her dribble and traveled with the basketball. Now this one to Jaden Dunn. Dunn across the timeline. Now out top to Milan Francis Miller on the far side. Miller holds the basketball high. Now out top, and Lauren Crouch puts up a three-pointer. It's no good. It's short and gathered in by Emilian Fowler, and she's immediately tied up. And the award goes to the Lady Rams. That'll be another turnover on George Ranch. That's seven for the ball game. Lady Rams have five. This one down low and laid up and in by Kayla English. It is 7-3. George Ranch down by four. Milan Francis Miller is double team, gets the ball away to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, good fake, now drives on the basket, puts up the running layup, and it's no good, but she's fouled. Foul whistled against Sandra Chukes, her first. Jaden Dunn at the free throw line. Put a good fake on her defender, and then went along the baseline, put up a jumper, and that was no good. Jaden Dunn averages just over 10 points a game, 10.2 to be exact, and she drops in her first one of the ball game with the free throw, and she'll get a second one. This one on its way and good again. Jaden Dunn with two free throws, and the lead is cut down to two, 7-5. To Shauna Thompson. Thompson cross court to Sandra Chukes. Chukes down low to Sanders, and Sanders is tied up. And the award this time goes to George Ranch. That's turnover number six for the Lady Rams. Into Fowler. Now to Milan Francis Miller. Back to Fowler. Fowler in the corner to Lauren Crouch. Three-pointer on its way. No good. And a ball goes off the hands of Izzy Little and out of bounds. George Ranch having the turnover bug early. They have eight in the first quarter, six for the Lady Rams. Rams lead it by two, 7-5. This one into Shauna Thompson. She goes in the middle, and picks up her dribble a little too soon and whistled for the travel. Raven Butler checks in for the Lady Rams. Out comes Shauna Thompson. Million Fowler to Milan Frances Miller. Back to Fowler. Back to Jaden Dunn. Back to Fowler. She breaks the press. Gets it in. Now Lauren Crouch is tied up on the other side of the court. Can't make the pass. Get a connection. That's a ninth turnover for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Dolores Okiki, and that one is no good. And again, a scramble for the basketball, a tie-up underneath, and this time back to the Rams. Inbound to Dolores Okiki, back to Irenicia Ford. Little turnaround jump shot is no good, a little too hard. Off the back iron, and it rolls out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. George Ranch will have it. Glad you joined us tonight. This is an early broadcast. The teams want to get their varsity basketball games over with. They'll pick up the regular schedule tomorrow night. George Ranch goes to Taylor. This one down low to Izzy Little. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's no good. Picked out of the air by the Lady Rams. Into the corner to Raven Butler. Back out top to... or down low, rather, to Irenicia Ford. And she lays it up and in. It's 9-5. Inside 2 minutes to play. Jaden Dunn is double-teamed. Breaks that on the dribble. In the corner to Izzy Little. Three-pointer on its way. That one off the back iron. No good. Rebound by the Lady Rams. Pulled down by Kayla English. English over to Dolores Okiki. Now in the far corner to Raven Butler. Back on top to English. English down low to Irenicia Ford. That turnaround jump shot is too hard. Off the iron. Rebounded by Milan Frances Miller. She goes the distance. Left-handed layup is no good. This one down to Ford. Ford with the little lay-in. That one rolls around and no good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. Fowler takes it herself on the far side. And she is fouled. Foul whistled against Kayla English, her first. Shelby Kavinta comes back in. Izzy Little is out. Jaden Dunn is out. And Emilian Fowler is out. Here comes China Amuldike. Lauren Crouch is in. Famagun Ibuku is in. Milan Frances Miller, Shelby Kavinta. So it's Kavinta, Crouch, Ibuku, China Amuldike, and Milan Frances Miller. This pass by George Ranch is intercepted. Dolores Okiki takes it herself. That one is short as well. She's missed three relatively open layups. Rebounded by George Ranch. It's 9-5, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Lady Longhorns down by four. This one to Amuldike. Back out to Lauren Crouch. Crouch eyes the three-pointer. No good. And sends it around the horn to Shelby Kavinta. She puts up the three-pointer. That one is off the iron. The rebounded is grabbed off by Jordan Sanders. This one down low off the hands of Irenicia Ford into the hands of the Longhorns. Shelby Kavinta puts up the layup. No good. Rebounded by Amuldike. And that's the first quarter. At the end, it's Lady Rams 9. George Ranch 5, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch, here's the scoring for the first quarter. Irenicia Ford with four, Jordan Sanders with three, Kayla English with two. That's a 9 points that the Lady Rams have. They also have 9 turnovers in the first quarter. George Ranch scoring came from Milan Francis Miller with a 3-pointer and Jaden Dunn with a couple free throws. That's the 5 that George Ranch has. And the Longhorns have 10 turnovers in the first quarter. So Coach Pierce is talking to her team right now, and among other things, I'm sure she's talking about cutting down those turnovers and getting a little bit more shots at the basket. George Ranch has gone down court several times and thrown the ball away without an opportunity to at least get a shot on the basket. So we'll see if that changes here in the second quarter. We talked about the average scoring, 31 points per game for the Elsa Lady Rams. George Ranch averages almost 42 points a game. So we'll see how that turns out in the course of a full basketball game. Jaden Dunn with the ball. Now down low to Famagan Ibuku, and she loses control, and it goes out of bounds. 11th turnover of the ball game for George Ranch. All right, on the far side to Dolores Okiki. Down to Sanders, and Sanders walks with the basketball. Turnover number 10 for the Lady Rams. It's 9-6. George Ranch down by 3. Shot on its way from Milan Francis Miller. It's no good. The rebound by Sandra Chukes. She puts up a jumper at the other end. No good. Rebound by Shelby Caventa. Shelby takes it herself on the far side, loses control of the dribble, but one of the Rams touched it on the way out of bounds. So George Ranch will retain possession there. Emilian Fowler checks back in. And out comes Famagan Ibuku. Into the far corner to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way. That one rims in and out. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Back to Dunn. Little jump shot inside the lane. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Jordan Sanders. Sanders down court to Sandra Chukes. Chukes was balancing on one foot. Didn't want to go out of bounds, but while she did that, she didn't dribble the basketball. And that's traveling in the 11th turnover for the Lady Rams. Now Milan Francis Miller out top to Shelby Caventa. Down low to Emilian Fowler. Fowler tries to get it inside to Chana Amuldike. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Teams trading turnovers here. George Ranch with 12 now. 11 for the Lady Rams. They've corrected the scoreboard to make it 9-6, but I don't have that in my scorebook, so we'll check at halftime and see if we missed a free throw, but I didn't think we did. It said 9-5 when we left for the first quarter, but we'll see. We'll check on that. Ball down low, and now outside to Kayla English. English with the basket. It's 11-6. George Ranch down by 5. Now ahead to Shelby Caventa. Caventa has it stolen away. And the Lady Rams lay it up and in. Sandra Chukes with that basket. And I think Coach Pierce has seen enough here early in the second quarter. She calls another timeout. This is a short timeout. We'll take a short break. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch, all the starters back on the court for the Lady Longhorns. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Chyna Amuldike, and Shelby Caventa. as we play in the second quarter, 5:50 left. Jaden Dunn with the left-hand dribble over the center stripe. Now to Milan Frances Miller. She's double-teamed. Throws this one off of Shelby Kavinta. Then it's stolen away by Shauna Thompson, and Thompson controls the ball. Now to Jordan, who's coming down the lane, and Jordan Sanders puts that one up and in. It's 15-6. Longhorns down by 9 now. China Amuldike gets it across to Milan Frances Miller, to Shelby Kavinta. Three-pointer on its way. That one rims in and out, rebounded by the Lady Rams. Sandra Chukes with the rebound. Gives it to Sanders streaking down the lane. No good. Rebound by Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is tripped up. I think that was a foul on Kayla English, her second. She tripped up Jaden Dunn. Dunn tries to get that one in the middle. It's stolen away again, this time by Irenicia Ford. Ford gives it over to Kayla English. Now to Shauna Thompson in the far corner. Up top to Sandra Chukes. Down low to Irenicia Ford, and she lays it up and in. She's got 6 points on the night, and it's a double-digit lead for the Lady Rams. They lead George Ranch 17-6. This one again thrown away by the Longhorns. 15 turnovers for George Ranch. Interception and the dribble now by Sandra Chukes. Chukes in the corner to Shauna Thompson. She gets her first 2 points of the night. It's 19-6. Longhorns having trouble getting across the timeline. Now they do to Jaden Dunn. Dunn loses the dribble, and it's taken away by Sandra Chukes. Chukes tries to get it down low to Kayla English, and that one goes off her hands and out of bounds. So the teams trade turnovers there. Emilian Fowler gets it in to Milan Frances Miller. Miller guarded by Chukes. Gets rid of the basketball to Shelby Kavinta in the far corner. Kavinta with a three-pointer off the rim. No good. Tracked down by Jordan Sanders. Sanders to Sandra Chukes. Chukes cross court to Jada Shanklin, who's in the ball game. And this basket is good, and a foul. And it was an offensive foul by Kayla English, as it turned out. Foul number 3 on English. This one to Jaden Dunn. Jump shot from about 10 feet is no good. Off the rim and out of bounds. Another turnover for George Ranch. That is 17 on the night as we play early, or late, rather, into the second quarter of this basketball game. Lady Rams are here from Elsick, and it's 19-6. Chris Elliott is also here. Hi, Chris.
Greetings, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Almost didn't recognize you with all your scruff there.
Oh, yeah. That's a work in progress, no doubt. A drive on the basket, and that one is good by Dolores Okiki. Her first 2 points of the night. It's 21-6. George Ranch down by 15 now. And this one, again, stolen away. And this has been the theme in the game, and stolen away by the Longhorns. Now a foul whistled down low. Foul whistled against Sandra Chukes, her second on the night.
Lady Rams look like they're employing a bit of a modified full-court pressure, more of a half-court trap.
And I'll tell you what, it has worked so far in the ball game. The Longhorns with 18 turnovers, and the Lady Rams have 13, but George Ranch has had many trips down court where they haven't got a shot off or anything. At the free throw line is Izzy Little, and her first one is good. A We talked during the pregame about where I'm going tomorrow night, what you're doing tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Second free throw by Izzy Little is no good off of the back rim. The rebound by Danielle Dunk, and the putback is no good. But a foul. Izzy Little will go back to the free throw line. After Danielle Dunk got it, she put it up. Izzy Little tried to put it up, and she was fouled.
Good effort by Dunk. Beat her. I wanted to say beat her man. Beat her young lady and got the rebound. There she is again on the miss by Izzy. And Dunk got a piece of it and knocked it off the Lady Rams. Longhorn ball.
Best name in sports, at least for a basketball player, huh?
As soon as she can dunk, yeah. Izzy on an offensive rebound, a third of this possession. This time it's out of bounds off the horns.
Jaden Dunn had put up a three-pointer. That one kind of nestled in between the backboard and the rim for a second. And the rebound went out of bounds. This one, a drive on the basket by Dolores Okiki. And she lays it up and in. Can't read your writing, sorry. What does that say?
I'm asking if you have a roster I can take a look at.
I sure do. It's in
okay.
here.
Okay, okay.
Look under tab, maybe one, or two, rather. It should be in there somewhere. This way. There's a method to that. There it is, right there. All right, basketball out top to Chrislyn Harris, who's in for the Lady Rams. She gets it down low to Irenicia Ford. Ford, a little wild turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Izzy Little to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the left-hand dribble, and she's fouled. A reach-in foul by Dolores Okiki, her first.
Good team defense by the Lady Horns. They're in a 2-3 zone. Contested the shot in the paint and came up with the defensive rebound.
All right, Jaden Dunn at the free throw line. Jaden with two free throws in the first quarter. Trying to add to that total now. First one on its way and good. Jaden averages just a little over 10 points a game, 10.2 to be exact. And she has three so far in this one. Second one on its way and good for Jaden Dunn.
Trailing by 14, the Lady Horns need to try to get within reaching distance.
On the far side to Dolores Okiki. Kind of a cross-court pass to Jaden Shanklin, who drives the basket and lays it up and in. First 2 points for Jada tonight.
Excellent finish by her. It looked like it may have been an and-one.
To Shelby Cavinta, three-pointer on its way. No good. Good rebound by Izzy Little. And then she throws the ball away. 20 turnovers for George Ranch. 1:26 left in the second quarter. Longhorns down by 16, 25-9. Over to Dolores Okiki. Little running jump shot. No good. And the rebound by the Lady Rams. Another one on its way by Jada Shanklin. That's no good. Rebound by the Rams again. This one to Dolores Okiki. Now out top to Jada Shanklin. Shanklin all alone out top, looking for somebody to pass to. Now over here on the near side to Okiki. Longhorns in a kind of a modified 2-1-2 zone. And that one is broken on the baseline layup by Jada Shanklin.
Good floater by Shanklin along that baseline over top of the defender and tickled the twines.
Longhorns trying to get something going to Jaden Dunn. Shelby Cavinta down to Izzy Little. Her shot is blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by Jordan Sanders, who got the block and then knocked it out of bounds.
Good entry pass by Cavinta to Izzy. She went straight up. Credit goes to the defense. They were on the spot.
All right, to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, good fake. Puts up the jump shot. It is off the back iron. Rebound by Jordan Sanders. She's done a good job clearing the boards for the Rams tonight. This one by Shanklin. And Shanklin whistled for the travel. That is 14 turnovers for the Lady Rams. But the most important column is the scoreboard. And they lead by 18, 27-9.
5 seconds to play.
Inside to Danielle Dunk. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. And that's the second quarter.
As the Rams triple up the horns here in the first half, 27-9. I'm good at math.
You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns down by 18, 27-9. Here's the scoring, first for the Alief Elsick Lady Rams. Leading scorer is Irenicia Ford with 6, Jada Shanklin and Dolores Okiki with 4 apiece, as does Kayla English. 2 points for Shauna Thompson and Sandra Chooks. 5 points for Jordan Sanders, and that's the scoring for LaShawn Johnson's club here at halftime, and the Lady Rams with 14 turnovers through halftime. For George Ranch, scoring is as follows. Milan Francis Miller with 3, Jaden Dunn 4 free throws, and Izzy Little with 2 points, and that's the 9 that George Ranch has. They had 10 turnovers in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, and that makes 20, and I'm good at math, too.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So in the I saw most of the second quarter there. It just looked like the Lady Rams had a little bit more energy. Not effort, just energy, because both – that's the thing I love about girls' hoops, and I did some coaching on boys and girls. Number one, the girls listen more.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And number two, it's 105% for 105% of the game. So you got to love that. But, yeah, you know, are they looking at moral victories here coming in the second half? They're down 27-9. You know, you try to build on something. So why not try to win the second half?
It's kind of interesting. These teams are the inverse of each other. George Ranch is 6-15, 2-4 in the district play. And the Rams are 15-5 and 4-2 in district play. The odd thing is Alief Elsick averages just 31 points a game. George Ranch averages 41 points a game. So we'll have to see. I didn't look at how much each team gives up. But so far, you know, as you pointed out, the Rams have tripled up on the score. It's 27-9 here at half.
Well, 20 turnovers and 9 points. You can kind of take a look at really where you need to focus your halftime adjustments if you're on the, you know, obviously on that side of the court, and it's probably more of the same if you're wearing the I don't know, is that Columbia blue for Elsick and Navy?
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
We made the point when you first sat down that the Longhorns have had many trips up court where they didn't even get a shot off, just couldn't get the ball up court or got it down on their end of the court and then threw the ball away even before they got a shot.
Yeah, empty possessions, especially those where you don't even get a shot. I mean, it might be more than an empty possession when you don't even get a shot. But those are hard to come back from, obviously, and then now you trail by a big number.
We'll take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk more with Chris Elliott, and we'll talk about the broadcast schedule tomorrow night on GRHS iRadio. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Basketball from George Ranch.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
We do win at the ranch. We're not winning at the ranch at the moment, but we do win at the ranch. All right, Chris, here's our broadcast schedule tomorrow night. You're going to be right here at George Ranch calling the men's game against A-Leaf Taylor Lions.
Yep.
And then I will be over at Lamar Consolidated calling the live game. It is the Terry Rangers and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs in a big LCISD game. First of all, it's the Battle of the Berg for those guys, but it's also a big game in 27-5A.
Big matchup for the season standings.
Yeah, for the season standings.
Where are we at in the schedule? Are we nearing the latter stages?
Yeah.
Must be.
The men are a week behind the women, which is normal since I've been calling games the last several years. Playoffs, let me back up. The last regular season game for the women is February 6th, and then there'll be a few days in between, and then the playoffs start. The men, their last game will be approximately February 13th, and then a few days will elapse, and the UIL playoffs will start. So, yeah, we're definitely on the tail end of
down the home stretch. Excellent.
Yes,
that'll be exciting.
So you can hear Chris's call of the men's game after the live game that I'll be calling. Chris will have the men and A-Leaf Taylor Lions right here from Longhorns Gym. I'll be over at Lamar Consolidated on GRHSI Radio calling the live game, and all of those games, both of those games, will be in the archives by the latter part of the evening tomorrow.
We need to spruce this up. It's a Friday night doubleheader.
It is.
It's a Friday night hoops doubleheader as we roll down that home stretch.
Boom.
And 23-6A.
Right.
Men's hoops. As we're under about 20 seconds here in advance of the second half, again, is this a moral victory kind of thing? for the Lady Horns as they look to cut into a 27-9 deficit.
Well, Shalisha Pierce is having a further discussion with her team and getting them ready to come out on the court. We'll see what kind of adjustments she wanted to make during halftime, and we speculated on that. Certainly cut down on those turnovers, get some clean shots off when the ball is in the Longhorns' end of the court. But also, we'll see if the Lady Longhorns can put those into practice. George Ranch now moving left to right across your radio dial or however you're listening to us tonight. This one down to Irenicia Ford.
And they get a 3 seconds call, and good job by Jaden Dunn, as even after the whistle, she took a charge. Irenicia Ford is a customer you don't want to mess with in the paint.
This one and taken
Jaden
away.
Had no problem doing that.
Another turnover for George Ranch. Shelby Coventa lost control. And Shauna Thompson puts up the jumper, and that's good. It's 29-9. Again, stolen away. So at least early on, the Longhorns haven't corrected the turnover bug.
So it looks like on a made bucket, the Lady Rams are going to be in either three-quarter or full-court press. And thus far, with two dozen turnovers, the Lady Horns haven't solved that press. Offensive rebound on the play by Jaden Dunn.
Dunn over to Milan Francis Miller. She tries to get it in the middle. It's stolen away by the Rams. And Sandra Chooks drives on the basket, and she's fouled by Jaden Dunn.
Good transition D by Dunn. Got a little bit of contact, late call. Tough action for Jaden as she was, again, full effort on the play.
First foul of the night for Jaden Dunn. Sandra Chooks at the free throw line. First one on its way, a little bit hard off the back iron. Here comes Izzy Little, and Shelby Coventa will check out. Sandra Chooks at the free throw line. The second half of her two shots. This one rattles in. It's 30-9.
Three-quarter court pressure.
Milan Francis Miller to Izzy Little. She gets across half-court line. China Amuldike puts up the running layup, and that's no good off the front iron. And again, a foul. Foul whistle this time against Jordan Sanders, her second. And China Amuldike at the free throw line, looking for her first 2 points of the night.
Good job by the Horns on that offensive sequence as they broke the press and continued to force the issue. And China with the pull-up just inside the free throw, contact on the arm. She shoots two. She misses the first. And we have a lane violation, no shot.
Lane violation on China.
Well, it looks like it may have been Miller here, double zero, that Francis Miller that kind of jumped a little early. And the Horns look to return the favor as they go a little pressure, a little hip check contact on the far sideline, and the foul was called.
Izzy Little with the personal foul, her first, and Lady Rams get this one in. Kayla English drives on the basket, and this one will go the other way. A
block by Izzy. Great defense. Moved her feet. Got to the spot. And we've got an injury as after the block, the Lady Rams player, that's number 5, and that's Kayla English. She looks like she took one to the nose. And she's got a towel, and she's going to the training room. And the foul was called, as I understand it, on English. So
yeah,
it was a loose ball foul after Izzy got the block. Again, great defense by Izzy. Timeout on the floor.
Timeout, George Ranch. 6:42 left in the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunton Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntongroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. It is the Lady Rams 30 and George Ranch in single digits at 9.
Three-quarter court pressure.
And Izzy Little gets it over to Emilian Fowler, to Jaden Dunn, back to Fowler. China Amuldike finally over half court and throws a pass too high and too long. Can't hit Milan Francis Miller. That's the third turnover of the third quarter and 23 for the ball game.
Tom, I thought the football names were difficult. These Lady Hoopers got several hyphens and lots of letters and vowels.
Yeah, there's a few. All right, this one thrown away by the Lady Rams in the hands of Milan Francis Miller, who lays it up and in on the far end. And George Ranch in double figures, it's 30-11.
Oh, they missed a walk there. No, they didn't. They got it as 31. Changed her pivot foot. That's Shanklin, Jada Shanklin. Good pressure defense again by the Horns in the backcourt. That was Milan Francis Miller on the pressure for the Horns.
And a little bit, just a little shift in momentum here. George Ranch with the steal and the layup, and now they got the Rams to commit a turnover. Now top to Jaden Dunn. Let's see if the Longhorns can capitalize on this. Izzy Little, left-handed jumper, no good. Just inside the free throw line, rebounded by the Rams into the hands of Sandra Chooks. Chooks right here on the near side in front of her own bench. And the floating layup by Jada Shanklin is good.
Well, we
Shanklin.
Saw that same thing, sorry, Tom, in the first half. Same exact play, same exact shot.
Yes, sir. And Shanklin with six now. George Ranch breaks the press.
Good job there, Izzy, with a good arrow pass to the mid-court stripe that got him across, and then right as I say that, a turnover. As stepping in front of the Izzy pass is Sandra Chooks. And, Tom, that's turnover number?
24 for George Ranch.
Two dozen.
17 for the Lady Rams. Now, if this were another team and another ball game, 17 is a lot of turnovers also, but George Ranch has committed seven or eight more.
Yeah, 3 seconds again was not called. Aaron Eschke Ford never left the lane. Instead, the Horns pick up a foul away from the ball.
Yeah, that was on Izzy Little, her second. And Shauna Thompson will inbound, gets it into Jordan Sanders, who blows the layup into the hands of the Longhorns. Shelby Cavinta kind of on a slow trot coming up court all the way on the far side to Milan Francis Miller. Miller tries to go around Jordan Sanders, and Sanders is whistled for the personal. That's her third. George Ranch will inbound in the far corner of Longhorns Gym away from our little perch here. This is a viewing area and a judges area for the dancers as we near UIL dance time, but it doubles as our broadcast spot when they erect it finally, so
okay,
take advantage of that.
It's quite a view right here at midcourt.
Fantastic.
Elevated, we see everything, and I'm far enough away from the officials that they can't hear me.
All right, Izzy Little out top. This one broken up by the Lady Rams to Shauna Thompson. Thompson pulls up with the jumper. No good. That one is put back up by Jada Shanklin. Also no good. Rebounded by the Lady Longhorns. Milan Francis Miller. Izzy Little. Jump shot from the far corner is no good. Rebounded by Shauna Thompson.
Good possession there. It was a good shot by Izzy. Just didn't come up with it. And there's a quick steal by the Horns, and they go the other way.
George Ranch needs to slow the pace down a little bit, get control of the ball, and kind of set themselves up. Here, Emilian Fowler drives on the basket. It's no good, but the foul is whistled against Irenicia Ford, her first.
Good move on the play. Slight hesitation and then went hard to the rack, and Ford had no choice but to try and block it and came up with some elbow.
First free throw is good by Emilian Fowler, her first point of the night. And she'll get a second shot in the act of shooting. Second one on its way and off the front iron. Rebounded, tracked down by Raven Butler. Butler over to Dolores Okiki. And that one knocked out of bounds by China Amuldike.
Good hands by China on the play. Almost looked like it was off the Lady Rams. Official was right on top of the call.
All right, Tashana Thompson out top. To Sandra Chooks. Chooks inside. And the jump shot by Dolores Okiki rattles in and out. But the putback is good by Irenicia Ford. She's got 8. And the Lady Rams have 34.
Real nice job by Ford to tap the rebound to herself and just go straight up with the lay-in. And real nice job here as the Horns break the three-quarter trap.
Irenicia Ford is a 6'1 junior, and it shows. She controls the boards down there and is able to do those kind of things. Shot put up by Izzy Little. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Rams. And this one should go the George Ranch way.
Yeah, it looks like the officials are going to confer. And unless they call the old... And they switch it. Well, you're good, Tommy. Unless they call the old, well, she fouled her, and if she didn't foul her, she wouldn't have got... Yeah, which I agree with that.
All right, Shelby Caventa will do that. And she is looking, finally gets it way out top to Izzy Little. Little with the left-hand dribble. Back to Caventa, who took her place in the far corner. Now dribbles way outside. To Milan, Frances Miller almost turned it over, but kept control. Now Izzy Little does turn it over.
Just good team defense by the Rams.
Dolores Okiki over here to Shauna Thompson. Back to Okiki. She drives on the basket. And a 3 seconds is called again on Irenicia Ford. That's the second time that's been called. And the Rams, Lady Rams, with 20 turnovers.
Maybe the officials can hear me.
But are they listening to you? That's the next
one. We know that's a no.
All right, to China Amuldike. Over to Ibuku, who tracks it down in the far corner. To Izzy Little. Drives the baseline, puts up the soft jumper. Oh. That one was halfway down the cylinder and came back out. Izzy Little, nothing to show for that jump shot. It was a good shot. And a foul is whistled against Milan Frances Miller, her second.
I'll tell you what, Izzy is everywhere. She missed the shot, tough luck, as it rattled in and out. And then she was the first one down the court in transition D.
She's one of a couple sophomores, actually three sophomores. And when we talked to Coach Pierce early in the year, she said she is such a hard worker, always going. And she's very coachable. When she has to pull her aside and talk to her, she turns that into some action the next time she's back out on the court.
I came up with an idea of how to break the Elsick press. You keep them from scoring, because when they don't score, they don't go in the press.
All right, well, holler that down. All right, Jaden Dunn on the far side to Izzy Little down low. She's double-teamed. Back to Jaden Dunn. Dunn looking for somebody. Throws it across court to Shelby Caventa. She puts up the three-pointer. But in the meantime, a three-second violation by Ibuku. And another turnover for George Rance. That's 27 with 1:40 left in the third quarter. 34-12, Lady Rams by 22.
Horns with a little token three-court pressure. Inbound the ball. An entry pass to Ford, rather. She goes straight up with a strong move and excellent defense by Famogun. Ibukun Famogun, number 45 for the Horns, gets credit for a block there.
All right, long three-pointer by Sandra Chooks. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Longhorns. Izzy Little with the basketball on the left side. Puts up the layup a little too hard off the rim and the backboard. And rebounded by Kayla English. English gets it down low to Irenicia Ford, and she's fouled.
Good catch by Ford on a tough entry pass. Able to collect and go up to the bucket. Contact on the play And foul called on Frances Miller, I believe.
Right. Milan Frances Miller, her third. Your Anisha Ford sends the first one towards the basket and right in. She's got 9 points. It's 35-12. Next one on its way and good again. And this time, the Rams do score some points and don't employ the press. So there goes that theory. Jaden Dunn to Milan Frances Miller on the horn to Shelby Cavinta. She's double-teamed and a ball almost thrown away. Retained by Milan Frances Miller. Down to Izzy Little on the left side. Little tries to get it out top. It's knocked away, but back into the possession of George Ranch. Frances Miller to Jaden Dunn. Shelby Cavinta on the far side. George Ranch moving left to right across your radio dial. To Milan Frances Miller, and the two-pointer is good. Had to wait and see if she was in or outside that three-point line. It was a two-pointer. It's 36-14 with less than 10 seconds left in the third quarter.
Excellent possession for the Horns. They got a good shot, and this time they knocked it down. And late on the whistle there, as that appeared to be a foul, they give them the jump ball.
And according to the possession arrow, George Ranch gets it. That'll be a turnover against the Lady Rams.
Three-quarter court pressure right there on the last couple seconds of the third quarter. And after three, the Rams on top. The Lady Rams lead it 36-14.
You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch for quarter number four. Longhorns down by 22, 36-14.
So it's 9-5 here in the second half.
Yeah.
So again, the goal probably should have been, let's try to win the second half. They're still in it. It's 9-5. The final score is just a matter of shouting. As you know, the barring a gigantic miracle, the Horns are going to end up with a tally in the L column. But again, let's do some more victories here and win the second half.
We'll update you on the scoring in just a moment. Irenicia Ford with the jump shot inside the lane and a whistle. Unsure what that was, but the Longhorns have the basketball. So we'll take that. Another turnover for the Lady Rams. That's number 22 for them. Famagan Ibuku with the rebound to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with a little short jump shot. He is good by Jaden Dunn. She's got 6 points.
Good job by Dunn. Just get that pass and step into a jumper as Ford gets the ball in transition and up and in and one.
First of all, good pass by Jada Shanklin. Led her perfectly, led Irenicia Ford perfectly. She was fouled by Milan Frances Miller. It's at least her fourth personal foul. So Ford with the basket, and now she's at the free throw line. That one is on its way, and good. Kind of tumbled in, hit the rim, hit the backboard, went right in. Ford, definitely the leading scorer for the Lady Rams. Running layup is no good by Jaden Dunn, but the putback is good by Famagan Ibuku. And a steal by the Longhorns. Jaden Dunn with the jump shot. No good. A rebound and almost a tie-up.
Ford back here, Snowburton, looking to pad those stats. She was unable to get her teammate to see her there. Good offensive or defensive rebound by the Lady Horns. Out in transition, Jaden Dunn up and in. Quick layup as offensive rebound by Amelia Fowler. And she'll get the assist on the play. It's now 39-20. Elsick on top.
And the Longhorns with their modified press. But the Lady Rams break it. On the far end, Jada Shanklin blows a layup. Izzy Little got the ball. And now a whistle.
Izzy loses control of the ball, picked up by the Rams. Looked like a good block on the play. Officials call foul there. With 6:26 remaining in your ball game. Can we still call it a ball game?
Sure.
I'm good thing tomorrow night I'll be doing men's hoops. I won't get in trouble because I always say guard your man and big fella and stuff like that. I need to adjust here tonight.
All right, first free throw.
6 minutes here.
First free throw is good by Jada Shanklin. She has 7 points. And can't make that eight, at least not right now. That one off the back rim. Rebounded by Amelia Fowler. Fowler over to Lauren Crouch. Crouch throws that one away. Turnover number 28 for George Ranch. And a double dribble by the Rams.
It was Raven Butler was on the move there and just kind of lost control of it for a brief instant. Good call on the official behind the play. Roll under 6 minutes, 40-20. The Rams lead it. Izzy in the three-point on the left angle. Cross-court pass to Dunn. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebound. Izzy tips it to Fowler, who pulls up. And we've got a loose ball foul.
That one whistled against Jada Shanklin, rather. And she was trying to get position under the basket for that shot by George Ranch. A little too strong doing that. This one, good lead and a good lay-in by Izzy Little.
And you see Izzy kind of chuckling and smiling. She's probably like, I could not get the ball to go in on the previous five or six shots. That time, a point-blank layup.
She's got 4 points on the night, averages 5.2 points a game for George Ranch.
Credit goes to Coach Pierce on the play design on the inbounds play. As Izzy's not going to miss those. Great D by Izzy as she bats it out of bounds in the passing lane. She's hard not to see, Tom. She's all over the place. Izzy Little.
I'm telling you.
Ain't so little.
She seems to be your favorite player so far.
Effort. I'm big on effort. All right. She's in there on defense there. And not sure who will get whistled for the foul, but that's an and one for Jordan Sanders.
Shelby Caventa with the personal foul. That's number one. At the free throw line, Jordan Sanders.
Just for the record, it is 15-9 here in the second half. Make it 16-9. Or rather, check that. 16-13. 16-13 here in the second half. Caventa from downtown, and that's going to catch nothing. Easy rebound for the Lady Rams.
With the basketball, Sandra Chooks in the corner to Jada Shanklin. Shanklin drives the baseline, puts it up and in. That's the third time she's done that tonight.
I think you can officially call that her signature move as she comes straight down the left baseline and with the right-handed floater and really soft touch.
Caventa out top to Izzy Little on the right side. Back to Shelby Caventa around the horn to Jaden Dunn. Dunn stumbles. Now a little running layup. That's no good. Rebound by Irenicia Ford. And ahead to Sandra Chooks. Chooks kind of backs around on her dribble. Comes out top. Now to Shanklin. She heads to that baseline. A little running shot that one. A little too strong. Went over the top. And this one laid up and in and a foul.
Again, it's Jordan Sanders for the Lady Rams, putting it up and in and getting the hack on the arm. Another opportunity for a three-point play.
That foul is against Izzy Little, her fourth. She checks out of the ball game.
4:24 remaining on the fourth quarter clock here at Longhorns Gym.
And Sanders' free throw is short. She's got 7, 8, 10 points on the night, does Jordan Sanders.
Loose ball foul on the rebound there. That was Kayla English. And the Rams and the Horns are in the bonus. Actually, the Lady Rams in the double bonus. So 1-1 here.
And Kayla English has just fouled out of the ball game. She leaves with 4 points and heads over and shakes hands with Coach Pierce. And she'll find a place on the bench next to Coach Johnson.
Probably their court general. She seemed to be all over the place, Kayla English, that is.
Fowler with the first free throw is good. She's got 2 points. Next one on its way, and good. 3 points for Emelian Fowler, and that's her average.
Full court pressure by the Horns. Rams.
To Shauna Thompson.
Break Thompson.
It. Yeah, down the lane with Jordan Sanders, and that time she doesn't convert on the layup, but she's fouled by China Amuldike, her first.
Sanders getting her free throw attempts here in the last couple minutes.
First one is too strong off the back iron, and she'll get a second one here. That one also rattles in and out. A rebound, and the putback by Sanders is no good. And tracked down out top by Jada Shanklin. As if they need it, the Lady Rams get another chance to put the ball in the hoop. Ooh, and a technical foul. First of all, a personal foul whistled against Irenicia Ford. And then a technical against Ms. Ford for something said because she had her back to the referee, but her ears still work in reverse, and so the referee heard whatever she said. Jaden Dunn will shoot.
They're going to talk about it, are the officials. Ford was initially surprised by the foul call and might go so far as to say she was confounded by the technical, but she seems to have composed herself, and the personal foul free throws will be shot by Famogun. And these are always kind of nervy because there's no one there in the free throw lane. You're all by yourself, and that one's going to be hard and off to the right, no good. She'll have at least one more.
And now the referees are discussing whether it was a shooting foul or a 1-1.
It definitely was a 1-1 because it was
away from the
basket. On defense.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how you do that. I think you do the technicals first and then the 1-1, and they may be explaining that to Coach Johnson. As clearly as you missed the front end of a 1-1, it's live action.
But, you know, I think they're doing this in reverse because I think Jaden Dunn was Coach Pierce's pick to shoot the tee,
mm-hmm.
and then she pulled her away from the line because Ibuku had to shoot. So in any event, that one is missed by Jaden Dunn. She'll get one more. And you're right, there is some kind of
protocol?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about just being at the line by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And this one had some legs on it and creeped over the top of the rim and fell through for Jaden Dunn.
And so, by virtue of the technical, the Horns will have the two foul shots. They missed the front of the 1-1, and they've got the ball.
All right. Out top to Milan Francis Miller to Shelby Cavinta, almost stolen away. Now down to China Amuldiki. She had her right tennis shoe right on the line. And of course, we don't call them tennis shoes anymore. It shows how old I am. She had her right sneaker on the out-of-bounds line. Nobody calls them tennis shoes except tennis players. All right, right-hand dribble by Sandra Chooks. Down the corner, running layup. Guess who? Jada Shanklin. And that one dropped in like the other three did.
Pretty sure she can close her eyes and shoot that runner, as she is spot on.
You know, you got to have your shot. Got to have your shot. To Shelby Cavinta on the far side. She passed up the three to Emilian Fowler. Fowler drives the baseline, kind of around the corner and drove the baseline. China Amuldiki with the rebound. Tried to put it back. It got knocked out of bounds by the Lady Rams. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket.
Looked like a little contact there behind, over the back. No call on the play. Possessions will remain with George Ranch.
It's the Lady Rams, 49, George Ranch, 25, 3:07 left in the ballgame. Emilian Fowler checks out. Here's a long three-pointer on its way by Milan Francis Miller from the far corner. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Rams.
Got the shot they wanted, just didn't knock it down.
Sandra Chooks with the running layup, and that one is good.
Excellent touch. Chooks gets the roll. Floater, she was just inside the free throw line.
51-25, Longhorns down by 26. This one into China Amuldiki, and she's fouled.
And Sandra Chooks knew right away that she had committed the foul. Easy call for the officials. 51-25, your score, with 2:40 remaining.
Amuldiki looking for her first points of the night, and she got it there with the free throw. That one hit a couple sides of the rim before it dropped down.
So we're at 25-17 here in the second half. 25-18.
All right. Good free throw by China Amuldiki. Chris is doing this second half running score thing, which does confuse me a bit, I have to say.
Well, they would rather be 25-18 in the first half and at least not be out of the ballgame at halftime, as Cavinta with a bump up high in the top of the key area.
And at the line, the running layup king, queen, Jada Shanklin. She's got 11 points so far. First free throw on its way is good. She's got 12. And let me see. One, two, three. She's got to have four of those running lay-ins. And then she had a short little jumper as I look at the scorebook. So, second free throw on its way. And that one a little too strong off the iron. Stolen away by the Rams. George Ranch got the rebound.
As she tried to shoot the floater on the other side, and Shanklin looked wild on that one, not her side.
This one in the lane briefly to China Amuldiki, now outside to Milan Francis Miller. She tries to put up a shot, and she's fouled. Sandra Chooks with the personal foul. That's number four for Sandra.
Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Milan Francis Miller with 7 points. She opened the scoring for George Ranch with a three. And then a couple baskets along the way. First free throw in the fourth quarter here is off the mark. Lauren Crouch about ready to come in, as is Izzy Little. And Danielle Dunk. So Danielle Dunk and Lauren Crouch come in. Izzy Little will have to wait. She is checking in for Milan Francis Miller, who's at the line. Second free throw is good. Now, Coach Pierce makes that change. Milan Francis Miller is out. Izzy Little back in the ball game. George Ranch pressing a little bit. And this one in the hands of Dolores Okiki. She's across the line now to Jada Shanklin. Shanklin way out top. Lauren Crouch on her. A little running layup down the lane. Uses the glass on that one. And same result.
Not sure if she called that, but doesn't matter in the scorebook.
To Lauren Crouch. Crouch tries to get it down low to Ibuku. And that one goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Rams. Izzy Little will trigger it in. Down near Longhorn's basket. Way out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch, one dribble, and then she's tied up on the far side. That one out of bounds. Again, off the hands of the Lady Rams. Raven Butler knocked that one out of bounds.
There's no let-up in these Lady Rams, as their defense has been good ever since I've been here.
Lauren Crouch over to Izzy Little. Left-hand dribble. Little left-hand jump shot, and that's good by Izzy Little. She's got 6 points on the night. George Ranch, a little press, double team. Kind of an errant throw, but picked up by the Lady Rams. And now Raven Butler says, well, I can do one of those running layups, and throws it up. And didn't have the same result as Shanklin.
That was an air ball. Minute to go. Shanklin yo-yos it out top. She's just inside midcourt. Gets a pick. Now she's just like that into the paint. Euro step. Gets the roll up and in. She may have overtaken Ford as the leading scorer. Izzy brings it across the timeline. Gets tipped away. Recovered by the Horns.
Danielle Dunk with the jump shot. No good. Back on top to Lauren Crouch. And she buries the three-pointer. Lauren Crouch with her first points of the night. She's a 44% shooter from three-point range, is Lauren Crouch. She's hit 15 of 33 shots from out there.
Shanklin with a turnover. Good pressure D by Crouch and company. And Crouch on the move the other way. And the ball's tipped away. And no, it wasn't tipped away, as they indicate to the officials that Crouch just dribbled it off her hip and out of bounds with 5 seconds. Inbound the ball. 3-2-1. Shanklin will hold it. And that's your ball game.
That is the ball game. Final score, Alief Elsick, Lady Rams 56, and George Ranch 33. We'll be back to wrap this one up from Longhorns Gym. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385
or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Chris Elliott and Tom Tarando back at Longhorns Gym. It's a final here. Lady Rams 56, George Ranch 33. Here are the scorers for the Lady Rams. Led in scoring by Jada Shanklin with 16, 13 for Irenicia Ford, 10 for Jordan Sanders, 4 for Dolores Okiki, 5 for Sandra Chukes, and then 4 each for Kayla English and Shauna Thompson. And the Lady Rams finished with 25 turnovers on the game, but score 56 points in the course of the game, and outscore George Ranch by 23. Leading scorers for the Lady Longhorns, 9 for Jaden Dunn, 8 for Milan Francis Miller, 6 for Izzy Little, 3 each for Tiffany Bird, Amelia Fowler and Lauren Crouch, and then 2 each for China Amuldiki and Famagun Ibuku. Longhorns with 31 turnovers on the ball game, dangerously close to points scored.
Yeah, they played a lot better, though, in the second half. As you indicated, first half turnovers were right around 21, and they end with 31. And they only lost that second half. I know you're a little bit thrown off by my tally of second half. It was 29-25,
yeah,
or rather 29-24 in the second half. And you flip it around, you come into the second half, and it's only 29-24. Well, it's a ball game, and so there are some. As I mentioned at the break, there are some moral victories to be had from tonight's contest.
All right, tomorrow night our broadcast schedule goes like this. I'll have a live game over at Lamar Consolidated High School. The Mustangs will host the Terry Rangers in the basketball version of the Battle of the Berg. We'll be on the air at 6:40 p.m. Tip-off at 7 o'clock right here on GRHSI Radio. Another tip-off at 7 o'clock will be right here. George Ranch men's team will host the Lions from Alief Taylor High School. Chris will be here. He'll record that game, and then we'll have it after the live game over from Lamar Consolidated.
And no offense, Tom, we know who people are going to listen to. They're going to listen to, first of all, the beloved Horns, and they're going to listen to me.
What now? All right. That was Chris Elliott, who will work his last game tomorrow on GRHSI Radio for us. Final score again, Lady Rams 56, George Ranch 33. For Chris Elliott, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for listening tonight on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody.